Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man, LC, holding it down. Give me a shout. You can reach me here live and direct at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, I tell you, the week was kind of blah. Nothing really going down. And then all of a sudden, come yesterday, the big announcement comes down. It came down about, I want to say, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 12 o'clock, 12:15. Actually, I think a little later than that. The big announcement came down, and now, I guess, now a flurry of activity is happening. But we'll get into all of that here in a few seconds. But, again, thanks for joining us for another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. We are so happy and pleased to have you tune in each and every week to take this journey of great radio with us. So hit us up anytime at lcandjack@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Let us know what's cooking, what you got on tap. We just have a vast array of audience members across the world. So let us know what you're thinking out there, and we'll get back at you. What is the word there, Brett?
I'm going back home. I'm going back home is the word of the day. Oh, my God.
It's big news. It was all day, the second half of yesterday, and it's going to be for the next, probably next week, man, before it kind of dies down.
It was like a dream, baby. It was like a dream. And I was heading to Miami, too. I was on 95 South, and I heard the local news. I'm like, turn back.
It was, yeah, it was huge news.
Big news.
I kind of thought he was going to go back to Miami. That was my gut. But
Counts, man. You can't go back to that. Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, you're right. He decided to go back where he grew up, and I give him this credit.
Yeah.
He's like, he wants to kind of get those people, be the inspiration for those people out in
that part
of the country.
That's good.
Give him credit for that, man. He could have hung down in Miami.
Mm-hmm. He's a family man. He's not a worldly guy. He's a family man. So
yep.
Can't see that, you know. Everybody has their own clique, you know, their own tick. But this guy, even though he's above a lot of things in life, just from the entertainment and the media, sports, and the whole, you know, we know what it is all about. But then again, he is a human being. He is a man, and he's a family man, and he had to separate the two.
You know, no doubt about it. Let's get into it, Brad. Let me,
Yes, sir.
It's a little lengthy, but I think it's important because no one's really read the entire I heard excerpts of the letter. So let me go into this, and so listeners do have an idea of the full excerpt off of SI.com. We'll give them their credit because he didn't break it on us, on LC and Jack, which we would have appreciated it.
Like I said, I was heading down because I'm down here in West Palm, and I was heading down, you know what I'm saying? And when I heard the news, I was like, turn back.
That's it, baby.
It's already out there. I can't convince him to say.
He broke it. So as of LeBron's words would have it, before anyone ever cared where I would play basketball, I was a kid from Northeast Ohio. It's where I walked. It's where I ran. It's where I cried. It's where I bled. It holds a special place in my heart. People there have seen me grow up. I sometimes feel like I'm their son. Their passion can be overwhelming, but it drives me. I want to give them hope when I can. I want to inspire them when I can. My relationship with Northeast Ohio is bigger than basketball. Wow. Wow. I didn't realize that for 4 years. Now I do. Big, big man. Remember when I was sitting up there at the Boys and Girls Club in 2010? I was thinking, this is really tough. I could feel it. I was leaving something I had spent a long time creating. If I had to do it all over again, I'd obviously do things differently. But I still haven't left. Miami, for me, has always been like college for other kids. These past 4 years helped me raise me into who I am. I became a better player and a better man. I've learned from a franchise that had been where I wanted to go. I will always think of Miami as my second home. Without the experiences I had there, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today. I went to Miami because of D-Wade and CB. We made sacrifices to keep up UD. I also love becoming a big brother to Rico. I believe we could do something magical when we came together, and that's exactly what I did. Hardest thing is what I built with those guys. I've talked to some of them, and I will talk to others. Nothing will ever change what we accomplished. We are brothers for life. I want to thank Mickey Arison and Pat Riley, the Heat owners, and the general manager and president, Pat Riley, of course, for giving me an amazing 4 years. I'm doing this essay because I want an opportunity to explain myself uninterrupted. I don't want anyone thinking he and Eric Spoelstra, he's talking about Pat Riley, didn't get along. He did. He and Riles didn't get along. The Heat couldn't put the right team together. That's absolutely not true. I'm not having a press conference or a party after this. It's time to get to work. All right, so he learned a lot what happened the first go around. When I left Cleveland, I was on a mission. I was seeking championships, and we won two. But Miami already knew that feeling. Our city hasn't had that feeling in a long, long, long time. My goal is still to win as many titles as possible. No question. But what's more important to me is bringing one trophy back to the north, to Northeast Ohio. I've always believed that I'd return to Cleveland and finish my career there. I didn't know when. After the season, free agency wasn't even a thought. But I have two boys and my wife. Savannah is pregnant with a girl. I started thinking about what it'd be like to raise my family in my hometown. I looked at other teams, but I wasn't going to leave Miami for anywhere except Cleveland. The more time passed, the more I felt right. This is what makes me happy. To make the move, I needed the support of my wife and mom, who can be very tough. The letter from Dan Gilbert, the booing of the Cleveland fans, the jersey being burned, seeing all of that was hard for them. My emotions were very mixed, were more mixed. It was easy to say, okay, I don't want to deal with those people ever again. But then you think about the other side. What if I was a kid who looked up to an athlete and that athlete made me want to do, wanted me to be better in my own life, and then he left? How would I react? I met with Dan face to face. Dan is the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then he left. How would I react? We talked about it. Everybody makes mistakes. I've made mistakes as well. Who am I to hold the grudge? I'm not promising a championship. I know how hard it is to deliver. We may not be ready right now. No way, of course, I want to win next year, but I'm realistic. It will be a long process, much longer than it was in 2010. My patience will get tested. I know that. It's going to get into a situation with a young team and a new coach. I will be the old head. Wow. But I get a thrill out of bringing a group together and helping them reach a place they didn't know they could go. I see myself as a mentor now, and I'm excited to lead some of these young, talented guys. I think I can help Kyrie Irving become one of the best point guards in the league. I think I can help elevate Tristan Thompson and Deion Waiters. And I can't wait to reunite with Anderson Viego.
Varejao,
thank you. One of my favorite teammates. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not about the roster or the organization. I feel calling here goes above basketball. I have a responsibility to lead in many ways than one. And I think about that very seriously. And I take that very seriously. My presence can be... My presence can make a difference in Miami, but I think I can mean more where I'm from. I want kids in Northeast Ohio, like the hundreds of Akron third graders I sponsor through my foundation, to realize that there's no better place to grow up. Maybe some of them will come home after college and start a family or open a business. That would make me smile. Our community, which has struggled so much, needs all the talent it can get. In Northeast Ohio, nothing is given. Everything is earned. You work for what you have. I'm ready to accept the challenge. I'm coming home. Quote, unquote, words from LeBron James. I'm coming home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I think I thought it was very well written. He pretty much answered all the questions you wanted to know. People wanted to know, hey, was it because of Pat Riley and his coach? He's like, nah. All that is nothing to do with the situation.
Everybody's going to speculate. And the local people down here, the radio people, are thinking that it was scripted, you know, from his writers. I'm thinking it's coming from his mouth. I mean, why can't he be an intelligent young man to write something like that? He's a grown man. He's educated. You know what I'm saying? He's intelligent. And if those are his feelings, why can't they be his own words? It sounds like his own words to me. I have no reason to doubt him. If you worry about
the way it was written, it's not. You can tell it's not from a. Not that it's not written well. You can tell it's written from heart and soul.
It's not a third party written, handwritten essay. It sounds like it's coming from his brain to the pad, pencil and pad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's it. I felt it because I felt like I know him because I was a supporter of him. So if he's talking to me through an essay, I could feel his passion, and that's what I felt. I'm not going to deviate because he's leaving, and I supported his team. You know what I'm saying? I accept it, and so should everybody else. That's it.
Yeah, I love the picture.
Yeah.
The picture on SI. When, if you haven't seen it, it's LeBron. He's wearing a black suit, black shirt, black tie. He's got his hands kind of folded with his, one of his championship rings. And he looks happy. So if he's happy, everybody else needs to be happy. I think there's a song that's pretty hot right now. Kind of died down a little bit. Happy. Okay. So,
LeBron's
happy.
Yeah.
Right? If he's happy, I think everybody else will fit the fold, you know, and it will be not long before Cleveland will be in the mix. Who knows? You never
know.
Yeah, they
4-1 to win the championship. They went, and Miami's 100-1 to win. The Vegas odd makers have already put it in, man. 4-1 to win.
Unbelievable.
Crazy,
but if you think about what he did when he was there, he had nobody around him, and he went all the way to the finals.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what people don't understand. If you go back to when he first came into the league, you know, when he went against, you know, San Antonio and lost in 4 straight, just think about it. He did it himself. And then, you know, through the years, he had his challenges in the playoffs. And then when he went to Miami, look what he did. So that's 5 NBA finals he's went to. He's won 2, and he lost 3. Who can do that? Who else in the NBA can do that at this present time? Nobody.
Yeah, he's definitely.
It's hard
definitely
to get
funny.
There. So he is a record machine. He is the ultimate basketball player of this day. That's for sure. And the story has not been finished yet. It's still going. Guess what's going to happen next year? He's going to be at least a 4 seed or 5 seed, that team. You know?
Well, you never know. If they get Kevin Love, they may be right there.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even finished yet. It's not even finished being done.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Unbelievable. They're trying to get Kevin Love. So, more to come. But as of right now, if the team is the team, they're still going to be in the mix. So it will.
Yeah, they're going to be in the mix. They're young and they can run.
Yeah.
You know, they may not have those 3-point shooters like they had in Miami, but guess what? Those boys can get up and down the court. And if he's running with them, it's like being in high school, man. You know high school, middle school, how we used to run all day until that bell rang for lunch.
You ain't lying.
So track meet. It's going to be a track meet. That's what I'm looking forward to. You know?
Yep. So LeBron
makes
my
old
decision. He makes the decision. And everything else is starting to fall into place. Other guys are starting to sign now, which we figured.
Yep.
We figured that when once he decided to drop where he was going, everybody else is making their call. Now, what's shocking, and I'm shocked, well, somewhat shocked, that Chris Bosh decided to go back to Miami. That was surprising.
Well, his wife didn't want to leave, so, you know, she's 60-40 in that relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen
a reality show on that.
Well, that's very surprising. I would have been right down there in Houston. Those guys would have a nice shot to win. Or Miami's not going to have a shot to win.
Yeah, he's got his ring. It's all about the money right now. He's got his ring.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. Hey, he decided today for 118 million reasons why.
5 years, and now he's going to be the go-to guy like he was. You know, when he was up in, where did he play before?
He played in Toronto.
Toronto, yeah. He was a man up in there with the Braves and everything. So now he's going to be the man in Miami right now. He's going to be the number one option.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see how that shakes out. Because D-Wade, he'll probably go back to Miami. Don't really see him leaving.
Yeah.
So we'll see what else shakes out. The next shoe to drop is Carmelo.
Yep.
So,
He'll be back in New York.
Hey, I would think so. Unless something from left field drops and he goes to Chicago. It's taking an awful long time. You would have thought that he would have already had come out. with his decision. You know, to me, it's only been two teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want $129 million or do you want $50 million? That's a big disparity in money, man.
I think $129, man. Stay with the Knicks.
Most guys do. Most guys take that money with you. I'm not mad at them.
Take that money, man. Don't be a fool.
Yep. You got to grab it where you can.
Mm-hmm.
Big money. And big. You know, if they were in the ballpark, I would say it's going to be tough to keep them. But the money's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So, it's been interesting. Last couple of days now, it's heating up. I
mm-hmm.
believe Carmelo will make his official tonight or this afternoon.
He's going to go with the Knicks. It's a no-brainer. Come on.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see as of Saturday, it's 12th,
mm-hmm.
which this is live show is being aired and taped. We are awaiting Carmelo and also Paul Gasol. We'll see where he decides to go. Speculation he's going to go to Chicago. They've already put an offer together for him, so we'll see. See what happens with him. And everybody else is starting to shake out, or will shake out now, that, again, LeBron has made the decision too. You could say this is the decision too, if you like. The first one was a fiasco, and he learned. He put in his letter, right from his words, that, he didn't want to go through a whole press conference and kind of get into a million and one questions. I could get an opportunity to explain himself and his reasoning. So he said, you know what? Let me get this pen and pad here and let me write right from the heart. And that's what he did. So it's no press conference, no big decision. It was just, hey, this is coming right for me. This is how I'm going to do it. And that's how we did it. So very classy way. He said, look, listen, let's get back to basketball now. I've made, let everybody know what I'm doing. Now it's time to get to work. And so that's what he's doing. It's time to get to work. I'm sure he's going to be getting ready to get his situation to move back to Cleveland and start, meeting with teammates and getting them ready for the 2014/2015 season. So LeBron has done his thing. And like I said, I just love the classy way that in which he did it. He laid out his letter, talked about growing up, talking about where he came from and how there's not much there. And he was like, yo, I need to go back. The mission is not complete.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go back and be that role model that all these kids think I am. And so he's doing it. So big up to LeBron, man. I tell you, man.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
He realized, you know what, this is not really me. You know, I did it. I want to get my rings. And now let me go back home. Let me do what I got to do. And so that's what he decided to do. So you got to respect that man for doing that. And love his picture on Instagram. And, you know, if those people in Cleveland don't remember what his jersey looked like, because most of them burned it up.
Yeah.
He put a picture of himself with his jersey, his Cleveland jersey,
mm-hmm.
on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Yeah, so it's all good. It's finally here. Bron did his thing. Now, we'll see what how the rest of the league shakes out. And we'll see what happens from there, Brett.
That's it.
Yeah, it's been a crazy 24 hours, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
Very crazy.
That's it.
It's been very exciting. It was just funny hearing all these reports that LeBron's going here, he's going there. Mm-hmm. He's coming to New York.
They didn't know. They were searching. Nobody knew.
It was so hush-hush. Everybody says, he's not going back to Cleveland. The guy dissed him, the owner. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew that they secretly met and hashed out what they had to hash out.
Mm-hmm.
Two men sitting down, clearing the air.
That's
so it. That's LeBron showing people what he's made of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, to forgive is divine. And so that's what he decided to do.
That's it.
But so where are you? You're down in Miami, huh, the Brett?
Well, I was heading down there Thursday, but Friday I was heading down to go see some people, and I was listening to the local radio show here, and when that thing came across, I immediately put on brakes. I said, I got another plan of action. So I went to see another friend, and they wasn't there. So I stumbled across Hollywood, Florida, and I ran into some new owners. The name is Moses and Kafir, down in Hollywood, Florida at 5800 Sterling Road. They had an awesome Israeli restaurant just opened like last week, and the Hamas special was off the chain, man. I said, man, this is like a gyro. You know, they put it in the pita bread, and, man, they hooked the brother up. And they in the local, if you're in the local area, look them up. It's called Peter Star. The number is 954-981-7710, and they have 5800 Sterling Road in Hollywood, Florida. And let me tell you, the food is awesome, man. So I thought I'd give them a shout-out. And I hung out there, and I just came up like to West Palm Beach after I heard the news, and just was in awe of what was going on. I really couldn't believe it, didn't want to believe it, but it is what it is. He played his cards right, and he did his mission. He accomplished, getting those rings. It wasn't 7 and 8 like he predicted. It was in gist and fun, but reality set in. He got his 2. Out of the 4, and that's it. I'm happy for him, but I'm down here. I'm a family reunion, the Lewis family reunion, in West Palm Beach. Last night we had a fish fry. Shout out to my girl, my cousin Trish, who spearheaded the fish fry, and now everybody's over at Ocean Reef Park. They're gonna have a barbecue out there. So once I finish the radio show, I'm gonna go head out there and join the family again before the banquet tonight. At the church, the local church. I don't know the name of it, but it's all good, man. I'm having an awesome time. They ain't got my T-shirt, but I got to have to grab one because they ain't order my T-shirt. They didn't know I was coming. They didn't know the bread man was coming. I said, I need an XX large. T-shirts are banging, man. Nice and purple with gold and yellow trim. Oh, man. Somebody got to give up a T-shirt.
I'm the only
cousin from New York that came down because they don't know how I get down. When there's a party, Breadman will be there. They didn't know.
Oh, yeah, that. Breadman.
Yes, sir, man.
In the Sunshine State.
Yeah, man. I had one of my own girls from White Plains who's relocated to Palm Beach since 2001, Miss Cedar Dawkins. She came, and she brought her sister, and they joined the fray last night, and we had an awesome time, man, awesome time. My sister came in, Angela, and my brother, Johnny. They came through the fish fry, so big shout-out to them. And had an awesome time, man, awesome time, for real.
That's just good. Well, enjoy yourself at the family reunion.
Yes, sir.
Went to a reunion last week. It was nice. It was beautiful. Food was off the chain.
Yeah.
And it's always good to be with family and friends. We kindle memories.
Mm-hmm.
Just Indulge, baby. Indulge in that.
That's it.
What's so good about it? It's that time of year, July, August. Gotta enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
July and August.
Yep.
So, it's you never know. You see some of those family members this year, don't take for granted that you're going to see them next year or the next reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 years or whenever you do. So definitely appreciate those loved ones while you're in their presence.
That's it.
But, all right, Brett, well, we're going to get at some birthdays and some quick shouts. And we're going to wrap the show. Pretty quick show today, but we're going to go at it. Happy birthday there, Brett, to Bill Cosby. He is 77 years old. So,
wow.
Happy birthday to Bill. He's also on Google, on the search Google page, Bill Cosby. So you know you have to be a big-time person to be on Google's page. So Bill Cosby is, as you search today, giving a big up to Bill. So definitely check that out as you Google whatever today. You will see Bill Cosby there. Also, happy birthday to, it's been a long time since I've heard her name, Miss Rolanda Watts. She used to be a news reporter here in New York City on WABC in New York, and then also was a talk show host. So she is 55 years old. To the man who no one forgets and everyone continues to talk about so many years later, Mr. O.J. the Juice Simpson, 67.
All right.
This week. And this guy, and I think we have to track him down there, Brett. I love some of his action movies that he's done. Mr. Richard Roundtree, 72
okay.
this week.
All right.
That's it. So Zap. Love Mr. Roundtree. So he's definitely on my hit list. Got to see if we could track him down for a future guest of the show.
Okay.
Yep. So, and also a big happy birthday to Dorian R. Glover. He is the Grand Master of Prince Hall Masons for the state of New York. Big up to Dorian Glover. And also to, there was one other birthday out there. I'm trying to remember. It will come to me before the end of the show. That's what I got there, Brett. What do you got?
I got a couple of shout-outs to my homegirl down at the Athletic Factor. She's a health and fitness guru, Ms. Chantel Penny Curry. I got to speak with her. We kept missing each other, but she's doing her thing, man, big time, down there in Pompano Beach. At the fitness center, it's 2301 West Sample Road, Pompano Beach. I want to give her a quick shout out. Also, I want to give a shout out to my friend Miss Karen Charles, Miss Kiva Tay. You know, quick shout outs. And I got a couple of birthday shout outs to milestones on the horizon. My old friend from White Plains, Mr. John Cook. He's a big 6-0 today. Well, tomorrow. And my man Steve Morgan. From White Plains, they're both birthdays is tomorrow on Sunday. I want to give them a quick birthday shout out. Ms. Velvet Simon, she had a birthday yesterday. I want to give her a shout out back in Long Island. Ms. Denise Niecy Jackson, I want to give her a birthday shout out. Ms. Tracy Simmons, Marilyn Thomas, it's the big 5-0, and Elaine Price, one of my high school classmates, hit the big 5-0. So those are my birthday shout outs today. Here on the LCN Jack Radio Show.
That's what's good there, Brad. I want to say happy birthday to all of those who we are not aware of or we forgot. Happy birthday. Enjoy your special day, special week. Some people make it a whole big week-type fiesta, you know, and they enjoy the whole week for their birthday. So
yeah,
whatever you do. If you do, bring it in with a bang. had an opportunity, and before I forget, was out at a black tie event that I go to every year.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam Oliver is one of the hosts of the event.
All right.
So big up to Pam Oliver. I'll be running into her tomorrow. She'll be coming out to the island to hang out with some friends and family out this way. So I'll be out there hanging out with her. So I had a chance to meet several people. Too, I want to give a big up to Frida and Misty. They're both working in Afghanistan. So I told them, I gave them the mayor props and told them to grab the dough, because a lot of that money is tax-free, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
So they're doing their thing out there in Afghanistan. They took a mini break. Come out back to New York, but they'll be shooting back to Afghanistan to grab some more money.
Mm-hmm.
So big up to them. Make sure they'll be reaching out to the two new listeners. They'll be listening to the show now on a regular basis. So big up to you guys.
Okay. All right.
Be safe out there in Afghanistan.
Yes.
And it's all good. Also, had a chance to see who else was there last night. So many different people there, guests there. It was a sellout situation. So big up to the Trey Whitfield Foundation, AB, who has been on the show in the past, who's doing great things for the kids in the city of New York. He has a school, he has a scholarship that he gives to several hundred kids every year. So he's doing a great thing. This is one of his fundraisers to generate money so he can give money to kids. So it's all good. Did it big time last night, as he normally does. And so continued success to the Trey Whitfield Foundation, 22 years strong. And I'll be there next year, God willing, for the 23rd annual Trey Whitfield Foundation.
All right.
So that'll be big there, Brad. So we'll see who is on the award honoree list for next year. There's always a star-studded group of award honorees. And big up to all our listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in.
Far and near, that's it.
Yeah, it is, man. That's what's good. What do you got there, Brad, before we wrap the show?
All right, one more big shout out to my man Clarence Pencilman Pointer, who's doing me a portrait, and it's going to be done real soon. And
nice.
I just want to give him a big shout out. Can't tell the person's name yet because I want to be a surprise, because they might be listening and I don't want to burst the bubble. But shout out to Mr. Clarence Pencilman Pointer out there in Cali. He's finishing up the last touches of my portrait of a good friend of mine, so I want to surprise them, and they're well deserving of it. So I can't wait to present it to them, and I will announce it on the LC and Jack radio show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's what's good. How's the pencil man doing there, Brett?
Man, he's doing big things. You got to check out his page, man. He's doing big things. I think he got commissioned to do Paul McCartney and some other big wigs. He just hit me up on a text. I didn't finish reading it. On something else that he's doing. I mean, it's coming in, man. It's coming in.
Nice.
Big time.
Nice. Yeah, tell him we said, what's up?
All right. He might be listening in. You never know.
Yeah, we'll get him back on the show real soon here to give us an update. I'd like to see him be invited to the White House. That would be huge.
Oh, man. We're getting him there. Believe that. I got the inside scoop on that.
Yeah, that would be off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
So big up to the pencil man for past guests of the show. And if you missed it, you can go right into the archives. All the shows up there for your enjoyment. If we happen not to be on the air that particular day or that week, doesn't matter. There's plenty of shows going back for,
Going back four years.
Yeah, at least 4-plus years now on Blog Talk Radio. So as we expand, make sure you listen each and every week. And we're going to load up for the fall here for guests. Really trying to get situated on this new platform. Been a little derailed, so we're kind of push back any guests. But stay tuned. We'll be having some big dogs. Met a big dog last night who's going to be coming on. I won't release his name. He said anytime, just call him, and he'll be on the show. So I was like, hey, we're going to do this. So we'll reach out to him. We'll probably try to line up most of these guests, their bread, coming into the fall season. So and we'll go full throttle. We should be up and running and everything that we need. And also, we've had several people inquire, several women, I should say, inquire about being that next part of the LC and Jack team. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to start doing some additions during that fall time. So if you think you have what it takes to complement the show, and again, we're looking for a young lady to be that person. So if you think you have what it takes to join two fabulous gentlemen on the air, let us know. Let us know. Hit us up at lcandjack@gmail.com or Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever you have access to. Let us know. I know we've got several requests, so I think we're going to start to do some open auditions and see how they work out and kind of go from there.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So I know the ATL is big. I know there's several people in the ATL that want to jump on, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of interested. Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see.
Throw my way. All right.
Yeah, trying to see who will be a nice fit for the show. So, like I said, thanks again. We appreciate you, Breadman. Enjoy the family reunion.
Yes, sir.
And make
sure.
Yes, sir. This was good. Make sure you travel safe.
Yes,
until next
sir.
Week. Stay safe. Stay sound. God bless.
Peace.